Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, virtual workplaces are more common now than ever, thanks in large part to a surge in collaborative technologies and the coming of age of a generation born into an increasingly digital marketplace. Remote teams are not the future, they're the present. And with the circuit breaker measures here in Singapore extended to June the 1st, and most Singaporean workers working from home, the need to enable and secure the digital workforce has become an imperative. Today, we discuss the remote workforce conundrum with Alvin Tan, a cybersecurity industry leader. Alvin spent the last 17 years of his career in cybersecurity and has worked for McAfee and Palo Alto Networks. He's here today in a personal capacity to share cybersecurity advice for organizations in a work-from-home setting. Alvin, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're staying safe.
Thanks for having me on the show, Howie.
So let's talk about VPN. That's something that's been tossed around in the need to secure users, the virtual private network. Who's supposed to do this?
It used to be very easy in the past when organizations used to have everybody working from the office. But over the years, many organizations have started having people who want to work wherever they are, whether they're on holiday or whether they are traveling on business.
Mm.
So the company sets up a virtual private network, which is actually an encrypted tunnel to secure the laptop accessing the office from remotely.
Oh, so the challenges that come with that, given that how quickly the workforce here in Singapore needed to start working from home, is you have your personal device, your personal laptop. What if it's not hooked up to this secure tunnel?
The biggest challenge, I think, for the current scenario is that the tunnel was originally set up for maybe 10 to 20% of your user base.
Oh.
But overnight, we needed it closer to 100%.
So, the tunnel is too small.
Usually, the capacity of the tunnel will get hit.
So what have businesses done or can be done at this point to sort of expand the size of that tunnel, if you will?
Usually what happens is that not everybody needs to access their applications all the time. So they are probably told to dial in through the VPN only when they need to access corporate resources.
Ah.
Otherwise, the PC or the laptop probably, you know, you can still do your work, you do your Excel spreadsheets and stuff like that while you're still offline. And then when you need to synchronize the data or access corporate applications, that's when you dial in.
What other sorts of things can be used at this point as well during these challenging times? The SD-WAN, I can't even say it properly, the software-defined wide area network. Talk us through that.
So recently, many organizations have gone and tried to use cloud technologies. So with the cloud, what happens is that their servers and applications are no longer just sitting in their data centers. A lot of times, they have moved some of the applications to run from the cloud. They might actually move some of their hardware, the servers, to be located in the cloud as well.
Mm.
So what happens then as a user is that we will have to not just access our corporate data center, but we will also have to access maybe a cloud that, you know, has one of our applications, and maybe even a second or third cloud that stores different applications or different data. So over time, it has become a multi-cloud issue. And what companies has done then is to try to set up a software-defined wide area network. And what that does is that it gives them the agility to throttle the bandwidth, increase bandwidth at a lower cost, centralize that management of the WAN capability while securing access to all of their corporate resources across the multi-cloud environment.
Hmm. What's it mean for end users, though? Who helps them sort of set it up? But again, has to be a company-issued device, company-issued laptop, for example?
Well, usually a company-issued laptop would be more secure, but a lot of the applications have started to take security into their own hands. So if they are a software hosted from the cloud, typically they would have created the applications that can run from the tablets or the mobile phones. And that is a secure way as well because it is a dedicated application that has been created just specifically for the application.
So Alvin, we're at this stage where the majority of us are working from home, possibly because of resource constrictions, have to use our personal devices, have to use our personal laptops and such. Talk to us about why there needs to be patches and compliance, cyber hygiene, so to speak, on our end.
It's a bit like having to lock the door of your house before you leave. So the hygiene around patching and making sure that the antivirus signatures are updated, These are all natural hygiene stuff that everybody has to do to ensure security on their devices, whether it's company-issued devices or personal devices. And what is useful then is that there is a way for the company to know when you're coming in or actively monitor your device so that they can know that you are practicing good IT hygiene before you access the corporate resources.
The company monitors how? From HQ, from the main server? Talk us through it.
Yeah. So usually what happens is that when you dial in through the VPN, the company will have a direct route to your laptop, and as a result, they can see what's going on your laptop. They're telling everybody not to dial in if you don't need the VPN because, you know, the capacity
just
of the VPN...
Just because the tunnel is not big enough, right? So it's really important, especially at this time, to maintain that visibility and control. How else to monitor, though?
So there must be a way to go outside of the VPN because the control and the visibility can be attained as long as your computer is attached to the internet. As long as it's a network link to your computer, there must be a way to see what's going on your endpoint to maintain the hygiene. So it doesn't have to go through VPN. VPN we should keep for the business traffic, which is highly critical for the business to run. And, you know, many of the hygiene stuff around antivirus signature updates and patches that, you know, comes from Microsoft to update the Windows operating system, those you can get direct from Microsoft or from the antivirus vendors.
So it's important to do them when they pop up, right, obviously?
It's important to do them, but in a business setting, usually the corporate user are not told to do it because administrator would do it.
Right.
So you probably want to have a way for the administrator to have a view of the PC that you're using. And once he has a view and if he has a ability to control the endpoint as well, then he would have a means to patch the endpoint to the right level of hygiene that is required.
And in the current situation, Alvin, that would be through the administrator to your device through the VPN?
Ideally, not through the VPN because that will clog up the VPN.
Right.
So there are technologies available out there that allows you to control the endpoint without having to go through the VPN.
We're speaking today to Alvin Tan, a cybersecurity industry leader, about this work-from-home conundrum or the cybersecurity conundrum that's come with us working from home. You talked about cloud computing and sort of the related security risks that come with it. Talk us through more of the pros and cons of cloud and what other sorts of solutions might be able to help. A mix of solutions, I suppose. Can't be just cloud or nothing, right?
Yeah, usually when we actually see a lot of organizations adopting either a hybrid cloud or a multi-cloud scenario, when they start off, usually they are either already on a shared data center, or if they are big enough, they would have their own data center. And when they start the first step towards the first cloud solution, that would be called hybrid cloud, a single cloud. But over time, you will find that different cloud providers will provide different benefits. And as a result, many organizations end up being a multi-cloud kind of situation. So with the cloud, the beauty is that the cloud provider would typically take care of security of the cloud. So it takes a whole chunk of your liabilities or your responsibilities away from you. But what is probably important to note is that every single cloud vendor would have a shared responsibility model where they say that the cloud security is on them, but the data that you put in the cloud is actually the responsibility of the organization.
Oh, how do we do that?
So when you set up the cloud, you typically spin up server resources or, you know, computing resources or storage resources and stuff like that. The stuff that you spin up is on the cloud provider. But when you decide to load data into the storage, that data is on you. And because you're the only one who has access to the data, actually the cloud provider would obfuscate such that they can't access that data without your permission either.
I think that might be a misconception. People have thought that the cloud is the solution to everything. And as such, once I've put my stuff up there, hey, hands free, the cloud provider has to help me out with securing it. But that's really not the case.
Yeah, we've seen a few cases of breaches, actually. And it results from misconfiguration of the cloud resources. Mm. From the cloud, you can actually spin up a firewall. But if you don't configure that correctly and you expose your database to the whole world, anybody can just come in and take hold of your data. Yeah.
At this point, we are several weeks into the circuit breaker measures and people working from home and such. Are you seeing businesses being able to cope when VPN tunnel is so small, for example, we talked about earlier?
I think in Singapore, we are quite fortunate. Firstly, our broadband is actually quite good if you compare across the region. Fiber to the house, we have 1 gig lines to the house. Many people have, you know, even if you don't have a gig, 1 gig of line to your house, you would have 200-300 meg, which was the norm many years ago already. If you compare that bandwidth to what a typical organization would have, it's actually a lot. So your house is linked. Now the question is, can you get enough computing resources?
Okay.
And I would say we probably can divide our industries into two, one that is already digitally active and one that is perhaps a little bit harder to be digitally active. So those who are already on the digital path, they would have issued laptops to their employees. Some of those who have not, I was told that they asked the employees to take the desktops home.
I saw that anecdotally. Someone lugging his desktop up the bus to head home.
Yeah. Interesting, right? So they will take the desktop home, and as long as they have a network, broadband at home, then they are ready to run again.
Mm.
So we are actually not too bad as compared to our region, our neighbours in the region. Yeah, the speed, the national speed is actually quite good.
What are the challenges then?
The challenges, of course, comes mostly from the social distancing. We are social creatures. We love to be near people. We like to, you know, spin, bounce ideas off each other. And then when you're working from home, you tend to be a little bit more isolated. You can set up your conference calls. You can call colleagues on the phone, but it's never the same as, you know, just sitting across the table and being able to ask a question on the spot, right?
Of course. Alvin, personally, how are you dealing with work from home? Advice you might have for other supervisors and managers? You're currently with a leading endpoint security and systems management company.
Yeah, it's actually very interesting. I just joined them in November. So I was the first employee here in this region. And as a result, actually, I was working from home since November.
Ah, so this is sort of a walk in the park for you, so to speak?
I wouldn't say walk in the park. Took some getting used to in the beginning. I would say that we have since gotten an office. We set up in one of the co-working space here. And then we now have 5 people who have joined me. The last one was just about a month ago.
Oh, dear.
So can you imagine? He joined, and on his first day, I told him, here's your laptop. Here are the things
head on
that you
home.
Got to do.
Yes.
We are about to, you know. So everybody head on home, and the good thing, of course, is that our e-learning platform is actually quite well developed. So we had, since we are all new to the company, we were able to jump onto the e-learning, learn some stuff first.
But therein lies what you talked about earlier, being social creatures. You haven't even had a chance to get to know your new colleagues, set up any sort of new business culture, so to speak.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I got a chance to buy him lunch, though.
Virtually, yeah. I hope.
No, on that first day, we're not in a circuit breaker just yet. So I had a chance to buy him lunch. I mean, I knew him for many years before he joined anyway. So we knew each other and got a chance to buy him lunch. To me, it's a very important thing when people join on the first day, you celebrate their joining. And then, unfortunately, we had to go our separate ways for now.
Mm. What do you think supervisors can do, though, to continue that nurturing relationship between colleagues and such?
I think we just have to do our calls through Zoom. We use Zoom quite a fair bit. Turn on the cameras. We can see each other's face. You know, you can even have a coffee together.
Mm.
So we are coping. We did kind of come into this new company knowing that we were joining a smaller organization. So it was going to be like that to start with.
Mm.
We still have hiring plans. The company has not really slowed down in the hiring. We're looking to expand into ASEAN quite a fair bit.
Oh, that's very promising.
But of course, with the inability to travel at this moment, we just slow down slightly, yeah.
Mm. Alvin Tan, cybersecurity industry leader, joining us today to talk about the work-from-home conundrum when it comes to cybersecurity. Alvin, thanks so much for your time, and stay safe, sir.
Thanks, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.